This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number 603-283-6160. You can tattoo that on the forehead of your firstborn, or grab a crayon, write it on the fridge.
That sounds like aggression.
You know, you could, if you have to, relieve the bladder, you could spell it out in the snow if it's wintertime where you live.
This is not wintertime anywhere.
It's wintertime somewhere. On planet Earth.
I guess
right
it's the very...
There's some snow somewhere on planet Earth.
There's certainly going to be snow, but it's
in the mountains.
The very early spring or very early fall or very late spring, I would think.
Either way, all I'm saying is that, if you're in a snowy area listening to this show and you can't remember the number, why, you can just empty your bladder into the snow and write 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Mark.
We've been talking about this story in the first hour, we talked about this story from RT, where a cannibal pleads guilty to eating a grinder date. It was pretty heinous, and we revealed all the details in the first hour. But we had a caller. Let's bring him on the line now. It's Major Payne in Michigan. Major, you say that you have a story equally as insane to this one. Is that right?
Pretty damn close, Buck. Pretty damn close.
All right, go ahead. And,
if you want to hold me over, I'll tell you about the cannibalistic tribe of North America.
Let's just go with this first one.
2 days while they ate you. But anyway, so this guy, he commits a particularly heinous murder, and I can't give you a location other than I did not catch it. It was something I caught on the radio, and I wasn't paying attention until it got interesting, you know what I mean? So anyway, he stabbed this dude like 50 times.
Okay.
And I'm thinking I'd be wore out after poking a dude 25, but that's just me. So he goes into court, and he goes on an insanity plea, and he says that he committed this murder for fear of public safety, as he thought the guy was a werewolf.
That sounds like an insanity plea in the making.
Wait. Did this happen in London?
I don't know. I like my werewolves with onions. But,
I think the song is Werewolves of London, not Werewolves and Onions.
Werewolves with Onions.
I made that line up a long time ago. Werewolves with Onions.
I like it.
No, he's a parody artist also.
Great.
But anyway.
Yeah, like we need two of those on this call.
It gets even better. So he spends 2 years in a nut house. Right?
All right?
And he gets out, and he's not even on probation or parole or nothing.
Okay.
Well, he signs onto this dating website, and in his profile, he describes himself as an adventurer who's been touring and traveling for the last 2 years. And the judge gets wind of this. And, of course, all hell breaks loose. Right now, he's back on probation, and the only thing he can use the internet for is job search and whatnot, but I thought it was pretty damn funny.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for the call, Major. We appreciate it. Werewolves. How do they work?
Lycanthropy has long been part of sort of the human mythos, right?
Yeah.
If you think, one of Marvel's most popular characters, Hulk,
he's
an ogre lycanthrope. And werewolves are the most popular form of lycanthropy, but you can think of lots of situations where a person transforms into, where people transform into some other beast or thing. And, it's an interesting idea. What if? And in the case of werewolves, obviously they're bloodthirsty with the moon and these sorts of things. And, it makes the story interesting. Because a story that's just all good stuff it just doesn't work.
Right,
that's why the Hulk is such a compelling character, because he just can't control his anger.
Right, he hulks out when he gets mad. Yeah. Mr. McGee, don't make me angry.
And now that the Hulk in the Marvel Universe, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, is able to control himself, not nearly as compelling of a character.
No.
Yeah. I've often wondered, too, if like the werewolf and the Bigfoot were sort of the same mythos. Right, you know, because they're sort of similar in description, right?
Right.
If you read a description of the Bigfoot as far as the physical features, and then you read a description of the traditional werewolf, they're kind of the same thing.
And there are some theories that Bigfoot are shapeshifters.
Yes.
Or multi-dimensional creatures.
And then there's, of course, the Dogman, which is essentially somewhere between Sasquatch and a werewolf.
I've never heard of that.
It's the exact same tale as Sasquatch, except it's more like central Midwest. So
yeah.
Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, Iowa, that area. The Dogman, that's where the Dogman myth is sort of geographically located. But it's the same thing. It's the same as Sasquatch. It's kind of the same as the werewolf. What's the Mexican one, they have a name for
Chupacabra.
Chupacabra, yeah. It's like almost the exact same story as that.
So the Yeti stories are based on an actual primate that lived, probably 10,000 years ago or something like that. I don't have anything right in front of me, but National Geographic wants to give me some information so that I can.
You have a laptop right in front of you.
I'm trying to look it up, but I don't. I can't tell you what this creature is called immediately. But I've done the research in the past. There was a mountain monkey, right? An ape.
Yeah.
It didn't have a tail. So monkeys have tails. And this creature existed some period of time ago, and it makes perfectly good sense that we'd come up with stories about it. Plus, you know, I mean, it wasn't even 150 years ago that you would see wild men in the woods regularly.
Right.
You know, in the United States, I mean, there were many nomadic tribes of Indians, and you might see one hunting or something like that, might be covered in skins. The Iroquois would wear skins.
Yeah.
And so the Yeti stories make a lot of sense. And stories, you know, fables get passed down.
Yeah.
People hear them. Now, I love the Bigfoot mythos, and I would love there to be a North American, a native North American primate.
Yep.
I don't know that I believe the stories. I'd need to see more evidence, but I really like the idea.
Yeah.
And I'm open to it. You can bring me some evidence. I like the idea. But to me, it's just these sort of long-handed down ideas. And let's not forget that there were different hominids at one time, too. Imagine what it was like. You know, you've got these Neanderthals meeting the Homo sapiens.
Right, yeah.
And what they must have said about each other.
What's the other word I like? Zinjanthropus.
I'm not sure.
That's one of the ancient cavemen.
Is it?
One of the types, yeah. I just remember that word because I like to say Zinjanthropus.
It is a good one.
It just sounds cool.
Yeah.
The thing with Bigfoot for me is, you know, I spend a lot of time with Matt. He's obviously very, very into Bigfoot mythology. So
yep.
He listens to a lot of podcasts and YouTube channels where people call in or write in and share their own stories.
Right.
And I mean, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of these stories where people are like, you know, I was in the military, or, you know, I worked at, a lot of them are by like nuclear power plants and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And these people will come out and share their story, and they're like, I was embarrassed for years because I'm this well-renowned person. I'm not trying to lose my job. But there's a lot of different stories, and they all have, you know, very similar details. So it just makes you wonder, like, I don't know, are these things out there? We spend a lot less time outside and in the woods than we previously did. So I don't know what's out there, but I know a lot of people who claim that they've seen things like this.
Here from Wikipedia, they didn't charge me like National Geographic wanted to. Some speculate that these reported creatures could be present-day specimens of the extinct giant ape, Giantopithecus.
Ooh.
However, the Yeti is generally described as bipedal, and most scientists believe the Giantopithecus could have been to have been quadrupedal, so a mass of that, unless evolved specifically as a bipedal ape. Like hominids, walking upright would have been even more difficult for the now extinct primate than it is for extant quadrupedal relative, the orangutan.
Well, and then there's the mistaken bit, right? Okay, people can mistake things for things from time to time.
Yeah.
And there still exists in the United States today what we refer to as mountain men, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
people who just, you know, they're done with society and they just go up into the mountains and live.
They found a guy in Maine and put him in jail for stealing Cheetos.
Right? Terrible.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up. Are you Bigfoot? Give us a call. Let us know.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And
but the only legitimate kind of authority, and that's one who has expertise in an area.
That's right.
And in this case, Mark has expertise in the area of being a voice on a radio program.
Throughout much of human history, most of human history, And of course, that's human etymology, too, right? Like our words are created from previous noises we made to describe things and that kind of thing. So people, leaders, led from the front.
Right.
Kings were the first into battle. Nobles were taught to fight their whole lives. And that's why they would kill so many guys in the battlefield, because, you know, these were farmers that they're killing.
Right.
And so when we would use terms like leader and authority and, you know, these sorts of things, we would mean somebody who got their position through, you know, blood, sweat, and tears.
Right. They earned it.
Yeah, actually earned it.
Well, and there's this thing in the corporate world, too, where they have managers, right? And oftentimes, they will incorrectly seek people with leadership qualities to become managers. And I find myself, when I'm involved in these, you know, corporate worlds from time to time, find myself reminding them that managers are not leaders, or not necessarily leaders, and leaders don't always make great managers. There's a distinct difference in those two things. Like, a guy could be a great leader and a really terrible manager.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? And vice versa. A guy could be a really good manager, but a terrible leader.
Right. Managers are making sure people get their work done and things like that, whereas leaders are making the work, you know, making people want to do the work, whatever it might be.
Or competing with everybody else and, like, showing them how it's done and how it can be done the best.
And I'd just like to posit to the audience here that the world would be a better place right now if our heads of state would be willing to fight other heads of state.
I advocate for that.
You know,
yeah, duel style. Bring all of us into it. Right. I didn't do anything. You don't bring the military into it. Just, you know, have a good old...
If Putin wanted those two provinces of Ukraine, why didn't he challenge Zelensky to, you know, long sword or short swords and bucklers?
And if Biden wants to support either team, why isn't he over there himself wielding a gun or a hatchet or a whatever?
Or at the very least, a blade-laden wheelchair.
Right.
Yes. You know, there's a Black Sabbath song about this called War Pigs.
War Pigs, yes.
Yeah, on their knees.
One of the very best anti-war ballads out there.
Well, let's continue with your calls and thoughts, because the phones are packed right now. If you're trying to get in and you're getting a busy signal, please keep trying. It's 603-283-6160. We've got David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, and I believe that song was actually about Walpurgis, but they changed it to War Pigs for a couple different reasons. But and first of all, a big thank you to Jack in Washington for the abuse. Your people are very good at that type of abuse. Thank you very much.
Your people?
Who's Jack in Washington, and what kind of abuse?
Jack in Washington will be calling in, I'm sure, and he can tell you who his people are, as he has previous occasions on your air. So my point is tonight...
My air?
The point that I'm trying to make that has been interfered with, so I'm going to make it again. And this judge that you're all familiar with, Judge John J. Romero Jr., before he became a lawyer, he had a conversation with his father where his father said that lawyers are crooked. And then Judge John J. Romero Jr., before he became a lawyer, referred to them as scummy guys. And so I want to ask Judge John J. Romero Jr. in New Mexico, if your father, who you hold in high esteem, said that attorneys are crooked and you refer to them as scummy guys, why did you become one, Judge John J. Romero?
That's a good question. Unfortunately, I don't know if he's listening to this broadcast.
In many cases, judges are nothing but unsuccessful lawyers. People that couldn't make it out there offering their lawyering services in the marketplace and just decided, hey, you know what, I'll just go ahead and arbitrate between the lawyers.
Yeah, I'll take the cushy government.
Yeah, the magic robe.
Right. Responding to Nikki, I happen to know for a fact that New Mexico is probably more unique in this respect than any other of your radio markets. You're heard in three different stations, three different locations in New Mexico. And the nature of New Mexico, the homogenous population that it is, I can guarantee you that if there's anything that someone's find that any listener finds juicy in any respect toward any other person in the state of New Mexico, they will hear about it.
How so? I just don't quite understand. So please explain.
You are heard in Farmington, yep. New Mexico, which is a fairly decent-sized city, and there are politicos in Farmington. Hello, guys. And you're being heard right now in Albuquerque on the biggest talk station, but the second biggest in a million-person market. And today's Sunday, so I don't believe that you're being heard down in Las Cruces, which is another politico location, but you are heard on Saturday nights there. And there are plenty of people that hear you, and they are connected to the people that literally right up to the legislature, the judiciary, the governor, and all of the deep state type people. The listeners know all of these people because they're their cousins, and they will tell them, and they will hear about it. That's how it works in New Mexico. Ain't that right, New Mexico?
Well, New Mexico, call in and let us know.
Hey, thanks for the call, David. We appreciate you. Let's move on to Jerome calling from Charleston, South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I got another question about New Mexico. New Mexico is getting big in the news here. There was a comment that came out from a politician in New Mexico. His name's Coy Griffin, and his comment was that the only good Democrat is a dead Democrat. Now, I watched Fox today, and I noticed they never brought that story up. Never. Now, if that was a Democrat that had said something like that, excuse me, it'd be all over the news, wouldn't it?
Especially, stuck in the Democrat-Republican paradigm.
Well, kind of is correct here, though. If that was said the other way around, it would be all over Fox News. Oh, look what the Democrats are saying. But it goes the same way where, you know.
How much time did MSNBC spend on the guy that went crazy and was it Minnesota and ran over the kid at 3 o'clock in the morning because
because it was Republican. Yeah, I saw that. They had that story on the day.
I bet they did. This is what slanted news looks like, Jerome. And it's you just pick how you want your slant.
Yep.
Are you calling Fox Fair and Balance slanted? How dare you?
I think that it's pretty clear that that's what they do.
It's pretty clear that when they say they're fair and balanced, they only mean from their perspective.
I got one for you, Jerome, because I was thinking about this.
Let me give you mine first.
Okay.
Trump saying that he's calling this document flare-up with the FBI. He called it a witch hunt, and he's saying that he can declassify it.
All right. Hey, Jerome, hang on. We'll keep you over. Stand by. I want to hear what Jerome has to say, and then you have something for him, so we'll get to that. 603-283-6160. We've got more callers on hold as well. If you're trying to get through and it's busy, just keep trying. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Former President Trump faces a number of investigations, including a sweeping fraud lawsuit in New York State against Trump, his company, and his kids, alleging they routinely overvalued their assets. Attorney General Letitia James is citing more than 200 false and misleading valuations. A prediction from ABC News Chief Legal Affairs Analyst Dan Abrams.
I would expect that that case is going to settle for much less than what she's asking for.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Brett Favre is still denying any wrongdoing as federal authorities probe alleged welfare fraud in Mississippi connected to funding for sports facilities at his alma mater, Southern Miss. Hurricane Fiona ravaged two Canadian provinces as it made landfall Saturday as a strong post-tropical cyclone. The storm washed homes into the ocean, destroyed homes and other structures, and knocked out power for hundreds of thousands of people. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
We are?
Yes.
Hosting you here on Free Talk Live.
That's very good. Thank you, Mark. Branding. That's what we do here.
Great.
No, we're actually a call-in live talk radio program where you can bring
us
anything.
We like to brand the host with these squeals.
Those are the politicians. Did you ever name one Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
Well, she hasn't been a president. No, it's only the pigs that I had were only named. I had five pigs that were named after senators, and they got the big names. I had Rand Paul and McConnell, Schumer, McCain, and then some Democrat whose name is escaping me.
Very nice.
But the McCain ended up being a Kelly Ayotte, just so people know. And then the rest were presidents and first ladies.
So it is Free Talk Live. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me tonight,
it's Nikki.
And Mark.
Do you really want liberty in your lifetime?
Yes.
Yes, me too. Later this year, this guy, Mark, is speaking at Free Cities Foundation's annual conference, Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's being held in the beautiful city of Prague, October 21st through the 23rd, and it showcases autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The conference theme is Parallel Structures for Progress, and will explore physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in their future. Free Private Cities is offering all Free Talk Live listeners a special 20% discount on tickets, which can be claimed when checking out on Eventbrite using the promo code FTL20. To find out more about the conference, visit lifetimeliberty.com and follow the conference on Twitter. Their handle is @LibertyIOL. Make sure you get your tickets soon and take advantage of that early bird discount. If you'd like to buy your ticket in Bitcoin, simply drop them a Twitter direct message for instructions. Again, lifetimeliberty.com. Use the code FTL20 for your 20% discount, and it's in Prague, October 21st through 23rd. Go say hi to Mark Edge.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited about doing this. And
Are you doing a speech?
Yep, going to do a speech, basically pitching the Coral Beach Village is the idea. We're still in the startup phases. Sure. I can't really sell anybody a condo or anything yet.
Right.
But, that's the hope. We found a little slice of paradise that's a lot freer than other places, mm-hmm. and we intend to take advantage of some special economic zone legislation in Honduras to make it even freer.
Let's move on to your calls and thoughts. First, we have, let me make sure I do this right. I believe we have calling from the wilderness. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
You must have went back to the wilderness.
Sasquatch, is this you?
You expect a Sasquatch to use a telephone?
Well, I mean,
that's silly.
I screened him and I said, well, where are you calling from? He said, the wilderness. And I was like, what did you want to talk about? He says, are you kidding? Bigfoot. Apparently he's gone. All right, moving right along, let's go to Gigi calling from Charleston. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, everybody.
Hey.
Usually I call about current events or constitutional issues. However, this evening marks the beginning of the Jewish New Year. Many of you on this wonderful program that I adore, especially Nikki and the captain,
aww, thanks,
who
Gigi.
I admitted I have a secret crush on. Many of you are open and honest about being agnostic. I would like to extend to all the wonderful hosts that teach me things, that contribute to my intellectual stimulation, and I want to also extend this to the listeners out there, because I value other people's opinions who call in. I might not like them. I might not agree with them. But the fact that people can call in comfortably and be tolerated and treated with courtesy on this program means a lot to me. I want to wish everybody good health for my Jewish New Year. And that's why I'm calling.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gigi.
That's great, Gigi.
Absolutely.
Was there anything else you want to talk about?
The wonderful work.
Thank you for the call, Gigi. We appreciate you. Gigi's a regular.
She's great.
I enjoy her. Although she keeps telling, she calls in and she says, my secret crush, the captain. And I'm like, you realize you're just blabbing it all over the radio, right?
It's not a secret anymore.
she's pretty great.
Where do people get to see pictures of you, just out of curiosity?
Cam.freetalklive.com.
Well, yeah, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com. Yeah. And
CaptainKickass.com.
By the way, Nikki, stunning, if anybody is interested. Beautiful
Thank
woman.
You.
But, any other places?
CaptainKickass.com.
CaptainKickass.com. Okay.
I finally got the URL, Mark. Like, for years I've had ReverendCaptainKickass.com. I had LCaptainKickass.com. I had, I don't know, three or four different variations, but I finally, CaptainKickass.com was available. I had to go through and, like, pay money for it, right? But it's never been even available to purchase until this year, and it cost me $600 But I did it.
You are officially the captain.
So if you go to CaptainKickass.com, it actually redirects to ReverendCaptainKickass.com, because that's where I had the site before. If you scroll down, there's some pictures of me at the bottom, but it's an old school looking website. It's just got some links to other stuff that I've done. Some of my old metal bands, all of my parody work is up there. There's a link to my Bandcamp sites for that kind of stuff. There's a link to Free Talk Live up there as well, so CaptainKickass.com.
Very good.
So let's move on to another story, shall we? Because we talked about this cannibal who ate Kevin Bacon. Not even kidding. But we have this other story here from the Daily Mail. And the headline reads, it's a pretty long headline.
They do that in the mail.
I really get them going. Mormon mom who was shunned by the church after being outed as an OnlyFans star, claims she is now an online mistress to religious husbands who pay to have virtual sex with her.
There are some spicy pictures on that article of her.
So the bullet points here. Holly Jane, 39, from California, has claimed married Mormon and Catholic fans are paying her for virtual sex on OnlyFans, saying she is their online mistress. The mother of four.
I don't know what virtual sex is, but I know what a cam girl is.
Yeah. I'm assuming sounds like that's what it is.
Rebranding.
Yeah, that's my assumption as well. The mother of four makes $45,000 per month.
Can't knock the hustle.
Posting on the subscription site. Maybe I should get a home of fans. That's good coin. She recently revealed that a fellow churchgoer snitched on her antics to their local bishop, and she was forced to choose between the church and her career.
Well, the church ain't paying you almost $50,000 a month, so.
Yeah, I think she's going to live in sin for a while longer.
I want to know about the elder that had to do this investigation.
Right. Yeah, right.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to look up this site and see this naked woman, whoever she is. Yeah. There was definitely going to be a naked woman at the end of the investigation. Yeah. It just was it Holly James or not?
Right.
Also, who is the fellow churchgoer that just stumbled upon her? Oh, you just stumbled upon her OnlyFans?
Oh, I caught my son browsing some porno. Lo and behold, it was Molly Jane. Holly Jane, sorry. Anyway. Holly said she was shunned by the Mormon church after refusing to give up her OnlyFans account, where she has virtual sex at least three times a day. So she's a real go-getter.
Yeah, I can't do the calculations right now, but whatever 45,000 is divided by 21 is what she's making apparently per session.
She's a continuing source of inspiration.
Was it monthly? No, that was monthly.
$45,000 a month.
Yeah, so I guess that's 9, but divided by 90 then.
603-283-6160. More about Holly Jane coming up.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Back. Yeah, that's right. It's the most original comeback from the break intro that any of us has done tonight. I challenge you to do better.
All right, challenge accepted. Okay.
Better. This is Free Talk Live, if you're wondering what the heck you're listening to. We're a live radio call-in talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number 603-283-6160 in the studio tonight. It's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. Joining me.
It's Nikki.
And Mark.
Is that new to you, Mark?
The Buckshot Esquire, I think it was. Yeah,
he just keeps adding.
I actually stole the Buckshot Esquire, if you will, from a former drummer of mine whose stage name was Eugenius the Human Pump Handle Slamming Machine Buckshot Esquire, if you will.
I love it.
Great.
So I just was like, I'll take that suffix because I'm making fun of titles. So at any rate, we've been talking about this article from thedailymail.co.uk, of all places, about this lady, Holly Jane, age 39, from California, who apparently is Mormon or claims to be Mormon, or was Mormon. I'm not sure how Mormonism works, but
Mormons get naked, too, and some of the Mormons look good naked, and thus some people will pay to see some naked Mormons.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Right. So she started an OnlyFans account and apparently does...
I believe Nikki's been asked to start an OnlyFans account on multiple occasions and has turned down the office.
Chat members on this show.
Where is the chat?
I'm not watching it today.
But where is it? What's the...
Chat.freetalklive.com. So this girl, Holly, did start an OnlyFans account. Apparently she makes $45,000 a month.
Maybe I should start one.
Yeah. we'll see how your job goes first. But right. You know, like, at least you got backup, right?
Yeah. $45K
a month is compelling.
I love a good side hustle, you know.
that's a front hustle, a side hustle, a back hustle.
Yeah, they're going to want to see all your hustles if you're hustle, going to. OnlyFans are making $45,000 a month.
Bottom hustle. Right. It's all those hustles. She recently revealed that a fellow churchgoer snitched on her, and she was forced to choose between the church and her career. So guess which one she chose, I wonder.
Smart girl.
So I guess my question would be, what do you think about this, Captain? You decided to bring this in here. I mean, it seems like the obvious thing is here's a pretty lady making $45,000 a month.
Look, she's
who's doing something that's incongruous with the church, and there's certainly a level what do you call it? Just a sort of hypocrisy in the church. Well, we had to go find your page.
You're over there watching the videos.
Right. I'm watching her jiggle right now.
And technically, I'm the one that brought it in.
Yeah.
It's because I'm pretty jealous. Not going to lie.
What are you jealous about? That she's making the kind of money?
Yeah. And she's hot, too.
For 39, she's an attractive woman. Yeah. Very attractive. Yeah. She also does have that
You have age on her, though. I got to say. That gives you a big advantage. And it's valuable.
This girl does have what I like to call psychotic eyes.
She does have crazy eyes.
Now I got to look. You know what? The jiggling didn't interest me at all, but I got to see the psychotic eyes.
Go ahead and pop over here. I'll keep talking about her. You can see the psychotic eyes right here.
schoolgirl outfit.
Right. I mean, she's milfy, right? She's not. You know,
she's an attractive woman. She looks crazy.
You know, she's shapely. A little further down, Mark, there's like a little gif of the video. She jiggles in the right places. You know what I'm saying?
I get that she's not, that she's making money for a reason. We should talk about what OnlyFans is. OnlyFans is basically a site where anyone can go and make their own pornography and, you know, get fans.
Well,
and
it doesn't
those fans
have
pay.
To be pornography. Like, you can do whatever on the OnlyFans.
But almost nobody does.
Right, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not going to be too long where you're drawing pictures on OnlyFans where somebody says, hey, I'll give you $500 to take your shirt off.
This reminds me of that South Park episode where Butters is like, hey, you want to start making some real money? And he starts pimping out all the little girls. Want to start making some real money?
Wow, Cartman, your mom really is on the cover of Crack Whore magazine. Anyway, Holly said she was shunned by the church. She says she has 20 dedicated regulars, as well as thousands of other followers, some of whom ask her to dress in her Sunday church clothes.
God bless.
The horror.
Mm-hmm.
Or whore. Wait. Horror.
There's two syllables in it.
Holly explained that married men sign up for her account because their partners aren't putting out anymore.
No.
Saying, in a way, they're cheating, but virtually.
Is it cheating, though?
I don't think it is. In my opinion, cheating is a thing. And to define other things as a thing is duplicitous.
I think you and whoever you're with, if you agree to be monogamous, whatever that agreement is.
Right, you can cheat on that relationship, but yeah.
You all need to decide what cheating is or isn't for yourselves. Some people have different definitions. I had a girlfriend once who said, if you even think of being with another woman, you're cheating.
Dear God.
But that's kind of impossible, right? Like, you can't control what your brain does.
Mm. Like the time when I was, 12 and I was riding my bike and I saw a bikini-clad girl, jiggling in all the right places. And I was staring at her and I, bam, ran right into a stoplight.
How many senseless acts of violence have been committed while people are just watching attractive women walk?
I've seen car accidents. Happens.
Oh, yes, it happens. You know? honey, you got to think about this before you wear that.
Could kill people.
You can get people to have died.
Apparently, she's a mother of four, shunned by her church after they discovered her OnlyFans account, cashing in on a Mormon mistress on the site, claiming married Mormon fans are paying.
I wonder what her husband, right? She might not be married still, but she has children. I wonder.
Her husband is saying, ching. I mean,
he's taken half of her money and he's over at the titty club.
I know people who will take pictures of their significant others to put it on OnlyFans.
Yeah, I have.
Sure, but I want half, whatever.
Yeah, I've heard I've heard the same sorts of stories, and all I can say is that, Your jealousy drops after a few years. You know, you're not trying to, whatever. I've seen it. Other people can look too.
Yeah, do you want that new house or not?
Right. $45,000 a month, it's not many months before you've paid for the house.
Yeah.
She has.
And I imagine that when I'm looking at these, you know, by the way, you like one attractive woman doing a dance on Instagram and
yeah.
The whole thing is no longer puppies, right? It's just all chicks in bikinis.
Yeah, the algorithm changes quick.
Right. But, I mean, I see some of these attractive women and I'm like, your husband's taking these pictures.
Definitely, for sure.
So, about OnlyFans, it seems like so many people during the pandemic, so many women during the pandemic just sort of dropped out of their, you know, online job or their job and created this, and now they're just making money being beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a little shaving involved and some right camera angles, but largely that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, you got to have some costuming thrown in there, some lighting, you know, stuff like that.
Right. Good lighting is so important.
Apparently, she has 61,300 followers on Instagram, and she claims that the restrictions don't stand in the way, restrictions meaning the Mormon restrictions, which are restrictions on alcohol, tobacco, vulgar language, and sex outside of marriage. But she says they don't stand in the way of her lucrative OnlyFans career, which
right.
makes...
She hasn't had sex with anybody outside of her marriage. They keep calling it virtual. I'm not sure who's calling it virtual sex, but this is just being naked.
Yeah, she made headlines after revealing a fellow churchgoer snitched on her. It looks like this is all just redundant. She says, I'm knackered. I'm having virtual sex.
She's not American if she says she's knackered.
At least three times a day, Holly told NudePR.com. She believes she's popular with religious men, particularly Mormons, because they are naive about sex before they get married.
I think they also can relate. I mean, you know, I get it. I mean, people want to they want to connect with people, and they know that if you're from their peer group, that you'll understand them better.
She says, I think with people in the Mormon church, they marry young and follow the rules, she explains. Sex isn't really spoken about, and men often have an uncomfortable relationship with it. They have this idea of what having a wife is like, and when their sex lives aren't what they expected, they come to me. That's why I'm getting so many married religious men secretly signing up to my account.
One of our online producers here is claiming that the husband is, in fact, dead. She's a widow.
Oh.
Huh.
So, I don't know, but it could be true. People die.
We do have some pretty good producers around here. They tell us some good stuff.
Fans. I think anybody can be a producer as long as you communicate with them during the show.
We use the term loosely, of course.
Yes.
We just throw it around whenever somebody tells us something. They're like, one of our producers has...
Yes, that's what it means.
She also says they have this idea of what having a wife will be like. There are also non-religious people who view being a Mormon as a kink or a fetish. And I'm their own online mistress, she added.
Ooh.
So,
net $45,000 a month.
I think some of those husbands are going to be disappointed when they get married and their wives don't live up to this lady.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.